Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I began listing some predictions made since the first Earth Day in 1970 of looming environmental disasters that never happened. If you missed that program, you can listen to my archives available online at 1320wils.com. Now, here are some more to make you smile. At a speech at Swarthmore College on the first Earth Day in 1970, ecologist Kenneth Watts predicted, quote, "By the year 2000, if present trends continue, we will be using up crude oil at such a rate that there won't be any more crude oil," unquote. If anything, the world is awash in oil today. In 1980, economist Julian Simon made a bet with Paul Ehrlich that the prices of five metals, all selected by Ehrlich, nickel, copper, chromium, tin, and tungsten, would decline over the following 10 years. Simon won all five of the bets, with three of the metals falling in price even before adjusting for inflation of the money supply. Also on the first Earth Day in April 1970, then Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson, who is the political sponsor of Earth Day, stated, quote, "Dr. S. Dillon Ripley, secretary of the Smithsonian Institute, believes that in 25 years, between 75 and 80% of all the species of living animals will be extinct." Now, a mass extinction of that level is on par with a cataclysm that killed the dinosaurs 66 million years ago. That disaster was wrought by a 6-mile-wide meteor crashing into Earth. In total, there have already been 5 mass extinctions of 70% or more of all species on the planet. But the history of each is that they occurred in a relatively short time period. That is not what is happening in the world today. The world cooled from the 1940s to 1970s, which led to predictions of disastrous global cooling. Then, from the 1970s to about 1998, temperatures warmed up. This led to panic warnings about global warming. But for the last 17 years, the Earth has confounded the alarmists again, where the temperatures have been roughly flat. Extremists now tout human-caused climate change instead of global warming. Of course, Earth's climate will continue to change, just as it did for billions of years before humans existed. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.